But they were all free as soon as you know. Right. None of them were slaves.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Was your family free all the way back?
All the way back, so far as I know of.
Uh huh. How far do you know?
I know back to my grandparents.
Uh huh. And they were all
free.
Okay. Did you know if they always lived in this area or if they came from someplace else? They
lived in this area, born and raised just below Kathleen. Born and raised just below Kathleen.
And your husband passed away? Husband die?
Say he died. Yes, yeah. Ma'am. Yes.
When did he die?
Oh, he'd been a long time. He passed away. I couldn't get the year, but he's been passed away a long time.
About 10 years?
Yes, ma'am, or longer.
How old was he when he died?
He was, I don't know exactly how old he was when he died.
In his 60s or 50s?
He was about in his 50s.
Uh-huh. And did he go to church with you?
Yes, ma'am.
At that same primitive church?
That's right.
And what was his occupation?
Farming.
Did he ever go to school?
Yes, he went to school.
Same?
Not the same school I went to. He went to school below where I went to.
What did he call that?
Called that Mount Olive School. Mount Olive, the name of the church. That's where he went to school at.
And how far did he go?
He went to the fifth, too, about right around the fourth or fifth.
Did he read and write?
Yes, ma'am.
And he was born?
Harrison County.
And as far as you know, was his family all from this area?
Yes, sir. Yes, as far as I know of.
Okay, wait. Suppose I was talking to you on the phone and I said, I've never been to Bon Air. What could you tell me what it's like in Bon Air?
Say, what could I tell you?
Yeah, say I was up in Atlanta and I called you on the phone and I said, I've never been to Bon Air. Tell me about it.
Well, there might be little I can tell you about Bon Air, though I know it. But my home was around Kathleen, and that's most I know about Kathleen.
Well, okay, what could you tell me about Kathleen?
Yes, ma'am, I could tell you about Kathleen. All the people that I know, the white, both white and colored, just about dead out. All them didn't die, they gone. Ain't many of them around. Now I know the Taltons, the Wadlows, and the Stories, just one of them living. That's about all. They owned it when I knowed it. And died and left it to their children.
Now I'm going to ask you some questions about different things, you know, and see if you can think of them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper around 3 or 4 p.m.?
Say, what do I call that? I call that afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of the day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
7. That's my time I get up.
Uh-huh. But now, I need you to say, like, in the time of day when it's dark out, it's night, and then something happens and it makes it light, what happens every day? You know, that's what I need to know.
Yeah.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first comes out?
Well, I call that morning time.
Uh-huh. But what is, you know, when the sun comes, what do you call that?
I call that sunrise.
Right, that's what I need to know.
That's what
and
I call it.
Would you say sunrise?
I say sunrise, because I most generally see it when it's fair. I'll be up and I can see it when it rises.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't say sun up?
No, I say sunrise.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
I call that sunset.
Okay, thank you. If there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds disappear, and the sun begins to come out, we say that the weather is
clearing up.